Take your seat at a Wisconsin classical concert this week and be prepared to be dazzled by soloists, local and otherwise. The La Crosse Symphony is celebrating young talent on Saturday evening at the Viterbo Fine Arts Center with selections from Leonard Bernstein's Broadway shows interspersed with the four finalists in their Rising Stars competition. Much like the final forte performance to be heard on Wisconsin Public Radio on Wednesday, March 13th. This is a new format for the La Crosse Orchestra. You'll find the details at lacrossesymphony.org. Cellist Alexander Hirsch, himself a competition winner from New York to Belgium, will be joining the Fox Valley Symphony Orchestra in Appleton on Saturday evening. When we think of the concerto as a means of showing off the technical talent and artistic maturity of any performer, much of what we expect to hear began in the works of Antonio Vivaldi. While he didn't invent the three-movement concerto form, his inventiveness over more than 500 of them caught the attention of 18th-century Europe. Even Bach arranged six of them for solo keyboard. Out of those hundreds of concertos, only three were written for what was then called a flautino, a high-pitched recorder, and today are most often heard on piccolo. For this performance, Molly Barth handles the small instrument with great flair, front and center with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
Piccolo soloist Molly Barth with Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra at the Capitol Theater and Madison's Overture Center. Andrew Sewell conducting the January 21st, 2011 performance of that Vivaldi Concerto in C major. For more on this Saturday's Fox Valley Symphony Concert and their Sinfonia performance on March 16th in Menasha, go to foxvalleysymphony.com. Guest soloists are always exciting, but in just a moment we'll hear how exciting it can be when the soloist rises from the ranks of your hometown orchestra. I'm Laurie Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Classical. Every season, the Madison Symphony prepares one concert series that focuses on the orchestra itself, the individual members, and the entire ensemble. This weekend, they'll stage three concerto performances for violin, clarinet, and tuba, with the orchestra front and center in works by Schubert and Gershwin. 18 months ago, it was violist Christopher Dozeris stepping forward to tackle what composer Hector Berlioz called a series of orchestral scenes in which the solo viola would be involved to a greater or lesser extent like an actual person, retaining the same character throughout. The character of melancholy dreamer was an ideal of the Romantic era, and as the solo lines took shape, Berlioz found himself thinking of Lord Byron's wandering poetic hero, Childe Harold. The piece also became a reflection on the composer's happy travels, which is why we know this symphony in four parts with solo viola as Harold in Italy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Christopher Dozeres, principal violist of the Madison Symphony Orchestra, joining his colleagues as soloist in Berlioz's 1834 symphonic portrait, Harold in Italy, with John Demain conducting the season-opening Overture Hall performance of September 2017. All of this hour's music was recorded and prepared for broadcast by Marv Nunn. Program notes for this weekend's concerts are at madisonsymphony.org. That's also where you can reserve your free tickets for the Final Forte, when the next generation of Wisconsin classical soloists will be performing with the Madison Symphony Orchestra on March 13th. I'm Laurie Skelton. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.